This is a good day.
This is a great day.
We're in Germany. We're in Nürburgring, Germany, where the Nürburgring is. By the way, Nürburgring is a different place.
It is.
We're in Nürburgring,
it's 5 hours away.
And we are in the latest and greatest Porsche, the Cayman GT4 RS.
This is a special car.
Yeah, it is.
We've been driving this for a little while,
And
we wanted to share just a brief update on the road tour here, but we're not on track. This is not a track test.
True.
It's just a small sampling of what it's like to own and drive. I feel like I own it right now. I feel like it's part of me.
You're wishing you owned it right now, aren't you? Yeah.
But weirdly, everybody has wished they've owned it when it was announced, But I'm not sure people know why, aside from specs.
Well, yes, because it is the box check that enthusiasts have been freaking out about what would be cool is if the Cayman was allowed to be as powerful as the 911.
Yeah.
And Porsche has prevented that to keep the 911 the big boy. Hear the engine? That's the key thing. The 4-liter from the GT3 is now in the Cayman running just under 500 horsepower. It's like 8 or 9 less than it is in the actual GT3 because they had to spin the engine 180 degrees, give it new piping, but the intakes are here. They're on the three-quarter panel.
You hear the wind under acceleration.
The engine is practically a passenger. It's unbelievable how much it's up in your business.
What could be next after this? This is peak Porsche.
It feels like peak Cayman.
This is peak Honda in the 1990s.
Oh, that's an interesting analogy.
I don't know what's past this.
Sure.
I don't think I want to know. Because this is so good. And as you've heard, Todd just told you the specs. It's a cup engine, the cup car engine in this car. And you might think, well, it's just because of power. It's just because of suspension changes. It's just because of the different transmission and the shorter gearing and the button that says PDK Sport and how much faster it is. But this is a different car.
Mm.
It feels inherently different, except for that Cayman rotation, and that familiarity is still here. And it's just, the world just comes at you a whole lot faster. Everything you know to do on track, on street, You can now do faster.
It's got GT3 power now. What's interesting is the current GT3, the 992 GT3, that is the same generation as this car, went to a double wishbone front suspension. This stayed with struts.
Yeah, yeah.
But it still feels like a Cayman. It just feels like the Cayman made better. The car I keep thinking of is the Ford Mustang GT350.
Okay.
Because that was an established chassis, and then they put a very special engine in it. It elevated the entire car, not just because it got more powerful with a crazy engine, but the whole car gained personality. That's happened here.
Here's the personality. The car can do it. You think you've screwed up a corner, and you haven't. There's so much grip, and now with the swan neck wing mounts,
yep,
there is massive amounts of aero. Of course, you need to be going very fast to use
it. Yes, you do.
But as with any car with aero, the faster you go, the better it sticks. It's astounding. It's not really a race car, but it's nearly there. And it's got air conditioning and a nav system and a stereo.
Yep.
This is amazing. This is what sports cars need to drive like.
It would be nice.
The inputs on this car, there's information. And it just hangs on. You almost want to squish your passenger's ribs into these gorgeous seats.
Yeah.
The world just comes at you so much faster. And the good news is, the brakes are bigger.
Yes.
They're phenomenal. There's no fade. We've beat on this car on track and came away astounded. I put down some of the fastest laps I've ever done on Spa. I know I was the fastest. We weren't timing ourselves, but it just felt like I was going into corners faster and the car was far more planted and the suspension is more comfortable. We're glowing about the car.
Yes.
It's so excellent. But if this isn't on track, if you're not buying this to track it all the time, You've wasted the car's time. You've wasted your money.
Yes. It's going to be bought just because it's the king. there are going to be plenty of buyers who are going to buy it to go get coffee on a Sunday morning and have it sit in Cars and Coffee. And that is a waste.
That's a problem.
You may
have
the money to do it, but that is a waste. And
yeah,
the people that are going to want to drive it in some cases are not going to be able to afford it or drive it. And that is also a waste because this is a very special car on track.
It really is.
And they have taken that great mid-engine chassis, which you and I love mid-engine rotation.
Yeah.
They've taken that mid-engine feel that the Cayman has done so well, and they have made it, it's weird to say, they have actually made it better. It wasn't bad. It wasn't problematic. It wasn't like, please fix this.
The GT4 was not a bad car.
No.
It's not.
But this is actually significantly better than the GT4.
Oh, everybody's passing the Dodge Journey.
It turns in better than the GT4. Well, you may be out of time, but you're going to get off in a minute anyway. It's all good.
I'm so tempted.
I know you are.
It's in a turn, though. I shouldn't. Should I? Yes, I should.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is not a racetrack.
It's not even a challenge. It's not even
really
a challenge. It just happened just now. Yeah.
When you're in PDK Sport, this car wants to shift at 9,000 RPM in every single gear.
It does.
And it can take it. You can beat on this car. Mm-hmm. It's astounding. The noise is such a part of this experience.
Huge part.
I know this is not peak Cayman, but I hope it's
not. I'm not sure. You need a minute?
I might.
I mean, it's still just Cayman in here. I like this PDK shift selector because it has the feel of their manual transmission. It looks really cool. It has this half cage thing that's got a diagonal bar across the back. It's not it's not even, but of course it's also got to barely miss that engine cover. So it has gotten sportier in here, but the noise just tells you that. This is an extremely loud car, like 100 decibels of sound. You can't really talk to your passenger when the engine's really going, which makes it along the lines of my Lotus. You're sacrificing your fun with your passenger as if they want to do anything other than just enjoy the drive. They can't talk to you. There's no audiobook. There's no ignoring what this engine's doing because the engine is passenger three.
That's
it's
a great
here
way of
all
putting
the time.
It. Yeah. What astounds me is this looks like Cayman. The body has been revised specifically for aerodynamics. That's what makes this car faster. Of course, the engine and the aerodynamics. But you can see parts of the body and the giant swan neck wing. I love the simplistic nature of this, and I love that it is just so focused on driving. But what's amazing is this car is almost 200 pounds heavier than my 2015 Cayman GTS. This is 3,227 pounds. I'm astounded by that number. They've made the car faster. Yeah, you can make it faster just by adding power.
Sure, yeah.
It's almost like Porsche knew that, and they sacrificed extra weight to make it this. But you don't really notice it turning in. It's still just got a light, crisp feeling, but it's heavier. It shouldn't be this heavy. It should still be, like, right at 3,000 pounds.
You would think. It is technically a little bit heavier than the current 992 GT3. That car is a little bit lighter. Not by much.
Is that what keeps it under Big Brother? Is that
maybe.
Well, we weren't too worried about the weight, and we did on the 911.
Keep in mind that 992 is a newer chassis, so they figured out how to make that chassis a little bit lighter. We haven't even gotten to a 992 GT3 RS yet. That's coming next, which, of course, will be even faster than this.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
But yes. Yes. And drive this.
Okay, great.
We all want to talk about the go-fast parts we're thinking of putting on our vehicles, but what about the stop-fast parts? Brakes are an essential part of your vehicle's maintenance, and upgrading is better than just simply replacing. You can transform your vehicle into a stopping powerhouse with a PowerStop brake upgrade kit that includes carbon ceramic brake pads, drilled and slotted rotors, and all the stainless steel hardware that you need to complete your upgrade.
PowerStop is on a mission to provide a complete and affordable brake upgrade kit for pretty much every vehicle on the road. If you tow, they have that. Off-road, track days, they have all that as well. They even have kits for brand new vehicles like our Toyota GR86. Take care of your brakes and even improve them by heading to PowerStop.com and entering your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder that'll match you with the right brake kit for your vehicle.
It's so funny with the seats and the belts in here. you want to use the belts every time you get in. You just think, oh, okay, this is an experience, and you want to start putting on the four-point belts. But of course, if you don't have a Hans device, they're pointless. Just use the regular seat belt. It just seems like you're giving up. You're not, you know, fully immersed in the experience, right?
I'm not having the whole experience. I didn't put the four-point harness. I just grabbed
the
belt.
Points.
Yeah, we're on the street. Oh, speaking of GT3s.
Oh, hello.
Hello, sir.
Delightful. It's a good color.
The Cayman has always been one of the best mid-engine chassis.
Do you want suspension and PDK Sport?
Oh, sure, why not?
There we go. Ooh. Ooh.
How could that go anywhere
spicy
but better?
Spicy meatball.
Yeah, that's good. Are you really going to just dawdle down this road? Probably.
Probably. Yeah, well.
So, the 911 remains the big boy. I get it. The 911 GT3, like what's in front of us, is the one that you're supposed to want. But I really prefer the mid-engine chassis sensation. But the thing many people don't realize about a mid-engine chassis, and I'm talking about from any manufacturer, is that it has a natural tendency to understeer.
Yeah.
That's still true on the Cayman. Oh, okay.
Well, bye-bye.
Somehow, Porsche solved that.
They've taken it all away.
They've taken away the understeer. And I actually got this a little bit loose on Spa. I wasn't setting out to get it loose, and it's so easy to catch. So it doesn't understeer, and when it does go too far into oversteer, it's this very progressive thing. You can catch it, you can bring it back, you can put it back where you wanted it. It's a very straightforward car to drive quickly, but when they become approachable to drive quickly, they also get boring.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up.
Not.
There's still a challenge waiting for you here.
This is exciting to drive. And the other thing that is a real coup on this car that is rare now is this feels like an event going slowly.
Sure it does.
Which is one of the reasons I am worried about people driving this to Starbucks and saying, I got the most out of my GT4.
Because that's going to happen.
Because you didn't get the most, but you will still get a really cool experience. Listen to that. Come on now.
It just knows.
Come on now.
It just knows.
That's almost no longer a family program. Anyway.
It's almost unfair. This car is almost unfair, and it isn't just specs. If you're buying a race car, well, that's what you're doing with it.
Sure.
You're using that as a tool to win the race.
Yes.
But when you buy a car like this, there's still the requirement of driving fun, and that's what this does.
I'm not going that fast down
this
road. Like, in like actual numbers, I'm not going that quickly, but it feels great. And this car feels decent going really slow in a straight line.
It's an
event. Come on. Come on. None of you are having as much fun as we are.
That's just it.
I promise you.
The driving experience with the sound and the intake right here behind your head. This is peak Cayman.
I just wonder.
There's going to be a Cayman GTS, a GT4 RS dispenser sometime soon. If it doesn't already exist around here, it will exist sometime soon.
These are going to be so hard to get, and they're going to be marked up into oblivion, and that bums me out.
Yeah.
Because this is an absolute, full-on, 100% GT3 alternative.
It's not the alternative. It's the go-to. It's so good. It's the go-to. The GT3 is amazing.
Yes, it is.
This is less than half the price.
By the time you really find one.
It's expensive, no doubt. But this is less than half the price. It's still $141,000, almost $142,000MSRP from Porsche.
You can package it up to like $180 with the Weissach and a magnesium wheels.
Don't get the carbon
splitter
up here. You're going to ding it anyway.
You're going to destroy it.
It's replaceable, so beat on this car.
Mm-hmm.
It welcomes it. It's designed for it. It wants you to beat on it. That's the difference. The people who you see drive these cars beat up Porsches that are new like this, you know the owners know something. Whereas you don't really see that with Ferraris. You don't. I mean, kind of.
You know this is going to have high consumables, but at the same time, you drive it on the track and you just realize that it's so set up to take that abuse. You have to bring money for consumables. You have to be willing to do that.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to blow through tires, but you bought yourself a pinnacle track car. Please take it to the track. Though, look, I am commuting through Nürburgring right now. I just went through the roundabout where the ring is. I'm headed back to our friends at RSR. I'm not doing anything fun, and I'm not playing to this car's strengths. But it reminds me that little bit of my Lotus. In this moment, driving it slowly, saying no big deal, I know it's still special. It didn't fade into the background and be just car. It's still special. Sure. It's still announcing itself. There's just a vibration in this car that just lets you know, I'm not really normal. I'm a little bit tweaked, but it's great.
Isn't that funny? Because you shouldn't aspire to some McLaren or Ferrari or supercar with $300,000 or $400,000. And I'm including the GT3 in that. And I love the GT3. It's phenomenal. Aspire to a Cayman GT4 RS. It's a different car.
It's really great.
It's so different. Love this thing.
It's amazing that it actually is a step up above the standard GT4. It's not just, yeah, we did some tweaks and you spent more money. That engine and the stuff they had to change to go with it is a big, big change.
I mean, food, water, shelter, and a GT4 RS.
You can live in the GT4 RS, can't you?
I guess I could. Well, I've got shelter on there.
Okay, all right.
But this car, food, water, shelter, GT4 RS. Those are the four food groups now. Those are my food groups.